Bush Footy Yarns is here with the podcast tonight with the Burke brothers from Forbes. 5'8" and dual premiership winner Mitch and hooker half younger brother Jaden. Thanks, boys. Let's talk about Western Division first. What was it like to represent Western Division together there the other day and training tonight and in the 23s this year? That must be a pretty special thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Something different. I'm a bit unfit this time of the year, but bloody good fun running around. Look pretty good at training tonight, I reckon. The talent's there for sure. So I reckon we're going to give it a real red hot crack, I reckon, in the championship anyway.
Yeah, you've got a history. Mitch, you're 22, I believe.
Yeah, last year, this year, mate.
Yeah, so you won a comp in 2016. Was that your first year out of juniors?
Yeah, that was, first year, actually, yeah. I was down in Sydney for a couple of months, got pre-season, then broke your foot, and then come home, and then, so that was
our
first year out.
Yeah, first year out, wins a comp, and then 2 years later, they backed it up again, and you just won a comp together. That would have been, how do you combine on the field? Who runs the show between the two of you? Jaden or Mitch?
Usually I'm the one running it. I'm the most talented one, obviously. So he just listens to me and then comes along every now and then. So
yeah, I just get fucking yelled at like a dog.
you's both represented New South Wales Country 18s. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got caught up, but.
But you got a Guernsey.
Yeah, Guernsey still, mate.
Yeah. You got caught up, so yeah. And
that was a good experience, actually.
Yeah, it would have been. Friday night, you take on the young cherry pickers in the West Wyalong knockout. How's the squad looking for the Swamp Rats?
Yeah, not too bad. A few young fellas that we're going to blood, but same blokes are going to be there that are always there. So, but Grace is back. Mitch Andrews is the same as well, so that'll be good. And then, just the old fellas there still, like Brad McMillan and Benny Maguire and them fellas and Gaff. So, that'll be good. But I think Young will be pretty strong being from Group 9, so that'll be a tough game to start off with, but hopefully we can dust them. So, it'll be a good test, first game for everyone. So,
BJ, the amazing Grace, he's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I've been over the West Wyalong knockout. It's 15 minutes each way. It is cutthroat, like, geez, I've seen teams kick off, give away a couple of penalties, the next thing you know, they're down 10-12-0, she's game over.
We went pretty good there 1 year, we made it all the way to the semi, and then got to the, got versus Gundy guy in Golden Point, and then we ended up getting beat after the field goal, and then I think they ended up winning it, so that's probably the best I've had since I've been there. And then 1 year we versus South City and just flogged us 36-0, so it's a tough one, but yeah.
Yeah, Adam Hall's brother. I think Nick Hall, the coach of Young, I'm going to do a podcast with him in the next couple of days. He's played at Forbes, hasn't he?
Wouldn't have a clue.
I know he's bloody related to Queens, but he was on our country tour, actually, DJ.
Yeah, rightio.
He was very handy, actually.
Yeah.
He was running the water, but
he's got a bald head and he showers with a shower cap on, doesn't he? I think he's a bit of a character. And what do you think about the season coming up? The Group 11 season is looking, geez.
Not that we've played anyone yet, but just sort of what's on paper and what's going to train. And I think that's, not that I've been around for a very long time, but I think it's one of the strongest Group 11 sort of going into it. I don't know if you agree, BJ, but it's sort of, there's a lot of talent playing this year, I reckon, over the whole. But sort of, I don't think there's going to be any sort of towns that are lacking this year. I couldn't
pick a top five. I couldn't agree more. It's the tightest comp. It's short. You can't. I think Parks have got Wello, Macquarie at home, Ningen at Ningen. You know, if you could possibly be none from three. Or you know,
exactly. There's a lot of good teams and good signings this year, which is good for footy around here. So that'll be a tough year. So
yeah, and what was it like on the home ground? I just want to let everyone know the Burke boys are very loyal to Forbes, and I praise them for that. But they've actually got Parks blood in them. So it's good to help Forbes out in that way. You both Red Bend boys.
Yeah.
So I knew that.
Went to Trundle and then went to Borders at Red Bend and then went through the system there kind of thing.
Trundle Boomers till under 12.
Oh, he's Trundle. Yeah, Trundle's Parks.
We're probably the better brothers to interview as well, actually, now you say that.
Yeah, well, he's tall. Adam's now that he's winning all these awards and he's like the mayor of Trundle, he don't talk much. He don't answer the phone. At least he's answered the phone. So, Jaden, where are you going to be? You were sort of running the show there tonight at half. Do you are you playing half in this Western side or?
No, I'll be coming off the bench in the hooker. Cam's going to start a hooker. You know,
rough him up a bit.
He'll get puffed, and then I'll just come on and, you know, just when everyone's fucked. Just sort of try and get us going again, like obviously get support, but just try and utilise his feet out of dummy half. I think Cat's gonna play a bit of back row when I come on and I won't be playing half, I don't reckon, unless we get an
unless we're desperate.
unless we're desperate. And will that be the go with Forbes again? Well, I heard a couple of months ago you'd turned into a full-blown farmer and you were giving up the football boots for the Akubra hats and shit, and doesn't take long, it's in your blood and you're back. Will you share that dual role with Boland? It's an interesting role because he's such different players.
It's sort of... everybody sort of like, you must hate being number 14 every year, but I love it. It's good because it's just sort of, well, like I said, just sort of get all the aggressive stuff out of the way. It's good for me. Just come on and break around and try and do a bit. I can't touch the kids, but.
Oh, no, you're playing to your smarts, mate. Like, you're a small man. Like, you know, if you don't have to tackle, don't tackle.
Hato's like, he's a very good runner of the ball, but his defence is like rock solid. I think more. When we won the premiership 2 years ago, it was just sort of like Hato started, and then Hato went the lock, and I come in, and Jason just went the front row to give sort of Robbo and Benny sort of swapped around and sort of. Like we got a lot more depth in the forwards this year, I reckon.
Brad McMillan being there for the whole year is massive for Forbes. I think I've got a lot of time for Brad as a foot far out. He can play.
Yeah, he was
fart
arsing around last year with his foot and whatnot.
Yeah, it's hard for a big man. And I must say, Mitch, you've because you've had your foot problems, You're looking like not the little fat chubby school kid that you normally do this time of the year. You've been doing a little bit of work.
Just with trims and that, really nothing too much. Just trying to keep fit, you know. Just know how it is trying to get back into it after pre-season. It's always tough, and that's half the thing about rugby league. I reckon he's been fit, so yeah, I'm fit.
As you get older, you start to get fitter. But yeah, I noticed there today. I thought Mitch is looking fitter. I hope there's no show and goes and putting Charlie Staines over for the match winner like you did a couple of years ago. The Parks games now, like you must love. I know you like you have got Parks in you, but that June long weekend game, nothing beats that, does it?
Best game ever played in your life, I reckon.
It's
She's tough.
Oh, it's just good, you know, and I, as I got older, I love stirring the shit, as you know. I send the KFC posts and all that. But at the end of it, I'll always front up if we lose. But it's just a great day of footy.
It is a good day. And they're all good blokes, so like, I know there's a bit of rivalry there, but we all get along and shit like that, so...
Well, Mitch, we've won a touch comp together, mate, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I think we played about two games, and, yeah, we won. So, any young fellas coming up? I've seen Tom Toohey was there tonight. Like, is he still in the juniors? Or, and I hear Jack Hartwick will play first grade all year.
Yeah, he's a weapon.
Well, for me,
I'm
of the belief if you're good enough for first grade, you don't even play 18s. And I think he's at a stage. He's won two junior comps. I think it'd be good for him to play first grade, like especially.
He was run on there against England in the final. He was probably our best player, to be honest. So.
Yeah.
But, it feels like he's been playing first grade for ages, but he's only 18. And then we got Tom Phillips, he's only 18 as well, probably playing. And then there's a few good like juniors still coming.
Yeah. What's his first name, Mitch? Popo?
Kenga?
Tommy Hopkins.
Yeah, he's probably a kid that's... he captained 18th last year, BJ. He'll be a dark horse. He's only just sort of getting flooded now, but he'll be real good for us this year, I reckon, coming off the bench.
Yeah, righty. What, is he a forward?
He was a Tottenham boy, but he went to Red Bend, and now his family's moved to Forbes.
Well, look at all the Red Bend. Look at the Red Bend, all us Catholic boys. We wear ties. We've got discipline.
Bailey's brother too, Zeke Hartwig, he's first grade now. Toby Herford, he's there as well.
I'll tell you what, young Herf can play. He's got a bit of long hair. He played in the Reggies this year, last year.
No, that's his brother, Corey.
Yeah, Corey, he can play, like, yeah. And it's good, a Parks Forbes grand final at Forbes would be amazing.
Yeah, you're not right.
Yeah, they need to get down south, Bill.
Yeah, and that's why I always, like, we need strong, and we're building it off our local bases. And obviously we give you blokes to Forbes, and I realise Bailey Hartwig's a Parks boy tonight, so...
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, he was born in 1997. His dad played here in 1997. He was living here. He could have been conceived in Parks. Like, that's enough for Parks.
We're all conceived in Parks.
Yeah, I know. You just got Parks blood. But, it's a good rivalry. And it's we got brothers here doing the same thing with, like, Chad and Jake and Sam and that. And it's good to see you boys doing well. When do you play Western?
It doesn't really happen that too often.
Yeah, no, I never got a game with mine. I don't have a brother, but so... yeah, that's probably why that didn't happen. But, it'd be pretty special. But you've got two, Mitch, and Jaden's got one. You'll always be able to hold that over him if he's keep going. Now, just tell me this, Mitch. You've won two comps. Like, it's come straight out of juniors into... I imagine your junior sides would have been good because Forbes juniors always are.
Yeah, I won my minor premiers and then got minor premiers and then straight out when I was older,
age. I wouldn't imagine. You don't lose the hunger to win another comp this year?
Nah, definitely not. That's your main goal that you set out for.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all you're thinking about, really.
Then people that say it's hard to back up and, like, you know, hard to back up and do it again. It's like, fuck it is. Like, you want to experience that again. Like, it's...
Yeah, exactly. And if you lose that feeling, you might as well give it away, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I was going to touch on that before when I was talking about Gracie. There's probably, like, he's a very talented player, but probably what he brings to the team as well, it's hard to explain, but probably you do things on the field that you don't realise you're doing, and especially the trainer and that, you sort of, he's just a bloke that just sort of gets you going.
He's a leader. He's a natural born leader. You watch him. That last 20 minutes of the grand final the other year, he just went to another level. He's a winner. Like, if I was gay and he was, I'd be all over him. He is.
And a good sort.
Yeah. And the name, Amazing Grace. And a champion bloke, too. And I love his. When we knocked Forbes out a couple of years ago and they interviewed him after the game and they said, oh, how do you think Parks will go, you know? And he goes, no, they won't go any good. They shouldn't have beat us today. And that's the attitude you have. And he's just got that, you know. That he knows it. He's very good. He's hard for us, but like our boys like having him there. Although it makes it hard, it's, you know, you want to play against the Jake Graces and that sort of thing. I can't wait to line up against all of you there June long weekend. I'll probably come off the bench like you, Jado. If they've been softened up, or they might send me in for the tough stuff early. I don't know. I'm ambidextrous.
We can fill a few oranges, just buddy. Have a couple of oranges before we get on and fucking get into it.
Yeah, no, we got lollies on the sideline now. Oranges are out. But it's...
Is that the secret?
Yeah. Now, Jaden, just quickly before we go, beside you is a fella by the name of Jesse White, and is that White, right?
Yes, he's right next to me.
How you going, Jesse?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, they tell you're a cowboy this year?
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, no, that'll be good. It's good to see you back and playing. Geez, it'll be strong, the Cowboys side. Did you make the Indigenous? You're in the Indigenous side?
Yeah, mate, I'm selected.
Yeah, that'll be a big game. And I think we're playing on Anzac Day versus Wellington, the dual minor premiers versus Parks, Anzac Day, the return of Justin Toomey-White. Like, it's going to be big at the graveyard that day. I'll let you go. Thanks for your time, boys. Like, Jaden's travelling back to Tullabajil to be Troy Dan for the rest of the week. What do you do, Jado? Like, so do you do sheep work and that?
Work at a cattle feed lot.
Oh, there's plenty of feed up in Queensland. I reckon they should be able to cut the grass, pack it, and then, like, store it somehow, because there's just shit.
Yeah, they put it on a truck usually and bring it down.
Oh, do they? Right, yeah, there's a business for us. Burke and Francis. But, yeah, it's and you're still building with Gaffney, Burke?
Yeah, mate, I've done my trade now, so...
Oh, yes, congratulations, everyone. Mitch has just become a qualified tradesman. He's done his time with Steve Gaffney, who was a former Forbes captain coach, not a premiership winner, but a grand final player. We've had the argument over that intercept, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. And you, Ethan works too with you?
Yeah, Ethan Gaffney.
Yeah.
No, he's a school teacher, one of them bludgeon pricks.
Ah, school teacher, rightio. So, yeah. If you're ever looking for any building over in Forbes, if you wanted to build a house over there on that flat land to be flooded, call Mitch Burke and Gaff. They do a good job. And, well done, Mitch. It's a big thing to do your apprenticeships on. That's the game I'm in with work. And people don't – put it this way, university wouldn't fucking happen if you didn't build the – university for them. Like, not literally to you, but the, yeah, it's a very frowned upon industry, but it's unreal. I love it. Well done.
How's your work going, Phil?
Yeah, it's good. I just go up to Queensland. Fly up, fly back. I'm at a place called Bluff. I'm going to cut back to 4 on 10 off in the footy season. So I'm going to try and squeeze out one more season. I suppose you would have noticed the weight off me there tonight. Look, and I did a couple extras down the bottom end. You mightn't have seen that, but while you were training, I did some.
Give up the smokes and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm on the vape. Strawberry and...
My vape's coming in because of coronavirus. Now you're
going
to have to have a break.
Yeah, I forgot about the coronavirus. But, we just parked plenty of numbers at Park, so... Yeah, if I make it, I'll make it. If I don't, I'll run water. I'm 42. But it's hard to give it away. People say, why don't you give it away? And it's like, well, why? If you can still make the side, try and make it. And there's nothing better than Forbes people abusing me. I love that. Like, and being fat and, yeah. KFC, and you love KFC, but anyway, boys, thanks for that. Good luck on Friday night, versus Young. And
do you come to watch?
No, I don't think so. I've got a bit on. I've got a Wayne Bennett thing over in Dubbo, and I don't think I'll get there. I've got a Bucks party, but who knows? I may get there. I love the West Wallon knockout. Are you staying the night?
My girlfriend's at tomorrow, so I'm just
going to
go stay there.
Oh, you'll be fucking signing with them next thing. Righto. Stay away from them women, Jaden, and just concentrate on the cows. Jesse, thanks for your little cameo. Good luck with the Cowboys. Good luck, boys, on Friday night, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate.
See you, boys. Mate. No worries. Yeah.